In Barbecue, A Global History, the ancient status of meat looms large. For millennia, meat was power, and so often the providers, the hunters, were also the preparers. And in many of the oldest barbecue cultures, men were also the ones who lived alongside the sources of meat.
It's part of ranching culture, like in Argentina and in the Southwest, very much masculine cultures. So the beef is there and the men are there and they're going to cook the beef, right? The men are going to cook the beef. So it has a kind of circumstantial tie with masculinity. But then the glorification of the cowboy as the archetypal male, that happens kind of late in the 19th century, really early in the 20th century. And that's another tie between barbecue and masculinity, that those manliest of men ate meat that was barbecued right out on the plains.
That theme also features in the biggest barbecue story of them all, the barbecue belt of the American South that runs through the Carolinas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and on through to Texas. Here, barbecue went beyond food. It would capture stories of politics and pleasure, race and gender.
Gone with the Wind, barbecue is really, really important in both the book and in the movie. The word is used to describe an event, the big barbecue that Scarlett is going to, and it's sort of just like where everything important is going to happen. So barbecue was a social scene. This is something that wealthy people could do. They could put on a barbecue for their community. Her servant is telling her that she should eat before she goes to the barbecue so that she isn't seen eating in public, because that's not very feminine. And she resists this, and she's damned if she's not going to get the tasty barbecue at the barbecue. So for her, it's not just a social event, but she's really actually going for the food. Her appetites really rule her. So it's a great way of explaining who the character is through her approach to food.
Barbecue was a social glue. It even took on an important political role in 1820s America, with the extension of white male suffrage.
What it means is that there are more people eligible to vote, and so politicians need to curry favor with, sorry, that's maybe the wrong word, barbecue favor, with more people. The first thing they do is just kind of try to get loyalty through giving food and alcohol. So politicians began to throw these enormous barbecues.
Each region of the Southern barbecue belt has its own styles and flavors, influenced by wave after wave of immigration, from English colonists to East Europeans, and weaving in indigenous cooking and Mexican influences. So you can travel from the mustard-flavored pork of South Carolina to the salt and pepper simplicity of Texas.
Segment 1.
In Barbecue, A Global History, the ancient status of meat looms large. For millennia, meat was power, and so often the providers, the hunters, were also the preparers. And in many of the oldest barbecue cultures, men were also the ones who lived alongside the sources of meat.
It's part of ranching culture, like in Argentina and in the Southwest, very much masculine cultures. So the beef is there and the men are there and they're going to cook the beef, right? The men are going to cook the beef. So it has a kind of circumstantial tie with masculinity. But then the glorification of the cowboy as the archetypal male, that happens kind of late in the 19th century, really early in the 20th century.
Segment 2.
And that's another tie between barbecue and masculinity, that those manliest of men ate meat that was barbecued right out on the plains.
That theme also features in the biggest barbecue story of them all, the barbecue belt of the American South that runs through the Carolinas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and on through to Texas. Here, barbecue went beyond food. It would capture stories of politics and pleasure, race and gender.
Gone with the Wind.
Segment 3.
Barbecue is really, really important in both the book and in the movie. The word is used to describe an event, the big barbecue that Scarlett is going to. And it's sort of just like where everything important is going to happen. So barbecue was a social scene. This is something that wealthy people could do. They could put on a barbecue for their community. Her servant is telling her that she should eat before she goes to the barbecue so that she isn't seen eating in public, because that's not very feminine. And she resists this, and she's damned if she's not going to get the tasty barbecue at the barbecue. So for her, it's not just a social event, but she's really actually going for the food. Her appetites really rule her. So it's a great way of explaining who the character is through her approach to food.
Segment 4.
Barbecue was a social glue, and it even took on an important political role in 1820s America, with the extension of white male suffrage.
What it means is that there are more people eligible to vote, and so politicians need to curry favor with, sorry, that's maybe the wrong word, barbecue favor, with more people. The first thing they do is just kind of try to get loyalty through giving food and alcohol. So politicians began to throw these enormous barbecues.
Each region of the Southern barbecue belt has its own styles and flavors, influenced by wave after wave of immigration, from English colonists to East Europeans, and weaving in indigenous cooking and Mexican influences. So you can travel from the mustard-flavored pork of South Carolina to the salt and pepper simplicity of Texas.